Mario Lozoya is with Toyota Texas, whose plant is located in San Antonio. He says it is the high-tech manufacturing facility in South Texas, which is why he regularly visits Central Texas high schools to make sure automotive tech students are being trained to meet the plant's job skill requirements. Tuesday, he told members of the Senate Education Committee that on many occasions, those expectations are not being met.
Pains me when I go into a bay in the Career Technology Automotive and there's a 73 Chevy when the instructor is teaching the kids how to do Bondo on a fender. That's not relevant to current industry needs.
Lozoya says Toyota donated new cars and on occasion has even sent out its own staff to teach students how to work on modern cars. But Toyota and other businesses can only do so much, which is why Houston Republican Senator Dan Patrick has filed a bill he says would help students interested in skilled trades like plumbing, electrical work, and auto repair.
I want to raise the level of what I call blue-collar work with still the ability to go to college. My dad was a blue-collar guy. I'm really a blue-collar guy who wears a white shirt and a tie to work. But I just believe that students need the flexibility to go to a four-year college, a two-year college, get a certificate.
Patrick says that flexibility will come in part from offering tech-based classes that could replace core classes in math and science while meeting the rigorous standards of the state's accountability system. Lozoya says the state needs to realize not everyone in high school wants to go to college, but each graduate still needs a high-quality education, and Toyota needs more of them.
Over 80% of our employees require a high school diploma or less, GED. But they have to have the cognitive skills of science, technology, engineering, math to be successful.
He says since the plant opened in Texas, Toyota has never been able to fill those jobs only with Texas workers, a goal he hopes would be achievable with Patrick's bill. Ben Philpott, KUT News.